Christoph was now heading out into the Siberian freezing cold with nothing more than prisoner's pajamas, which were not much to begin with. Siberian winters can easily reach 50 degrees below zero in the sunlight. But when the sun sets and it gets dark, the long Siberian night sets in, which could last 17 or more hours, and temperatures can dip as low as 65 or 70 below zero. No man could survive more than a few seconds in such cold.
Help! What do I do? If they don't hang me tomorrow, I will die of freezing either way. What's the point of the whole escape?
Suddenly, Christoph had an inspiration. He ran as fast as he could behind the barracks until he reached the commandant's office. Christoph remembered that the previous commandant always kept a very warm Russian army coat hanging on the back of the door of his office. And sure enough, to Christoph's great relief, the coat was still hanging there.
Okay, now I am safe.
Christoph wrapped himself in the super warm coat, which was lined with fur. The sleeves extended well past his hands, and the hem of the coat fell to the floor.
Nice and cozy. Only one small problem is I'm barefoot. What can I do? Let me think.
Christoph spent the remainder of the night in the commandant's office, shivering even there against the freezing cold night. As soon as the first ray of light shone in the northern sky, Christoph escaped from the back door of the commandant's office. He was desperate to find somewhere to hide. In the meantime, at that very moment, the bugles began to play. The bugles were signaling that the time for Christoph's execution had come. The general was already wide awake. He marched to the meeting place where all the soldiers would gather to watch the execution.
Okay, where is the prisoner? Please bring him now. I have a train to catch. Just kidding. I don't have to catch the train. The train waits for me. Now, where is the prisoner?
General, Captain Vasily Vashnikovich Vashnevochkevich reporting.
Yes, what is it?
General, we have big problem.
What is the problem?
The prisoner, he is not ready to come.
What do you mean the prisoner is not ready to come? It is not his choice.
The prisoner has escaped.
Oh, that explains it. The prisoner has escaped. Wait, who told the prisoner he has permission to escape? I mean, who let him escape? I don't understand what is going on here. We have execution scheduled. Execution must go on as planned.
General, we have already initiated a search. Everyone from all ranks is searching the entire camp.
Okay. I expect him to be found immediately.
Yes, sir.
A massive search was undertaken. Every barracks in the entire camp was searched from top to bottom, from rooftop to basement. Thousands of soldiers searched every nook and cranny. But Christoph was nowhere to be found. In the meantime, in the forest, near the train tracks, where the train would eventually go once it left the camp.
It is so cold. I feel like my toes are freezing. Actually, I think so they are freezing.
Christoph had no choice but to escape to the forest and hide among the trees, even though the temperature was slightly colder than 50 degrees below zero. He lay on the floor, wrapped in the warm army coat, with his entire body, even his hands, enveloped completely in the coat, except for the fact that he had no boots, and his toes were now completely frostbitten. In the meantime, back in the camp, the general grew frantic.
I hereby order the prisoner to be brought to me immediately.
General, all the soldiers are doing their best. Everybody is searching, and he will be found, no doubt about it.
You know what, Itzikul? We are leaving. When the prisoner is found, I want him to be killed immediately.
I'll be ready.
Yes, sir. I will give the command to the officers.
The general strode to the train, followed closely by Itzikul and Itzikul's number one nemesis, Stanislav. Itzikul carried his suitcases, and as they got on the train...
Itzikul, goodbye. We're gonna miss you.
It's okay, Zundel. It's okay. Everything is gonna be just fine. Just continue to rely on Hashem.
General, Captain Vasily Vashnikovich Vashnevochkevich reporting.
Yes, Captain Vashnevochkevich, wash the dishes? What is it?
General, we have found 50 golden rubles in possession of jail guard.
Very good. Please give me the 50 rubles, Captain Vasily Vashnevochkevich.
General, my name is Captain Vasily Vashnovsky Vashki. I forgot. Something like that. Yes, here it is, the rubles.
Itzikul, this is a gift for you.
General, that's most generous of you.
Well, Itzikul, after all you've been through, you deserve it. 50 golden rubles.